Listening task 1. You will hear a part of a radio program about tourist sites and travel. For questions 1 to 12, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the task. You will hear the recordings twice.
Hello, and welcome to your studio. I am Michael Smith, and this is our weekly programme, Traveller's Diary. Today, I'm joined by Helen Black, who is going to tell us about her recent trip to Scotland. So, Helen, you've just come back from Scotland?
That's right. I first visited Scotland 2 years ago, and since then, I've been in love with this amazing place.
How long did you spend there this time?
It wasn't a long visit, actually. 2 weeks exactly, in mid-July.
What are the Scots like? There must be something special about them.
The Scots are famous for their friendliness and warmth. Of course, people differ greatly. Glasgow and Edinburgh might be only 40 miles apart, but people from Edinburgh find it hard to understand people from Glasgow. You'd never think they are from one and the same country.
Can you name some famous Scottish people?
Well, to begin with, famous Scots include the film stars Sean Connery and Ewan McGregor. Scotland is also famous for its writers such as Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Robert Louis Stevenson and Sir Walter Scott. Actually, Edinburgh became UNESCO's first world city of literature due to the number of writers that Scotland has produced. But that's not all. Scotland has also produced its fair share of inventors such as Alexander Graham Bell and Alexander Fleming.
What do you think the country's biggest advantage is?
Scotland has been described as the best small country in the world, which is certainly true. With such a low population, there's lots of space, much of it wild hills and mountains. It's not much use economically, but its advantage certainly is its absolutely fantastic views of the hills, the islands and sea that will make you want to take more and more photos.
Your favourite place must be Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland.
Yes, that's right. With approximately 400,000 inhabitants, Edinburgh is very compact and therefore ideal for discovering on foot. But what I like most about this city is its unique character, which makes it quite different from any other places I've been to. However, I don't think a visit to Scotland would be complete without a trip to various tourist sites, such as famous Scottish castles, lakes, mountains and islands. But still, the most memorable site for me was Loch Ness, the lake in the Scottish Highlands, which is best known for its monster, lovingly called Nessie.
And what about the weather? Do you admit that the weather is not so good there?
Yes, there's quite a lot of rain, that's true. The weather is always changing though. It can be wet in the morning, but sunny in the afternoon, stormy in Edinburgh, but calm in Glasgow. No one can tell what it will be like tomorrow.
I wonder if Scotland bears any resemblance to England.
This question is often discussed, you know. I myself think that one of the most important things about Scotland is that it's not England and not even very like England. This is perhaps not surprising since millions of years ago, England and Scotland were on different tectonic plates, on different lands actually, separated by water. In the Museum of Scotland, you can find out when and how the two countries joined.
What about the language the Scots speak?
The Scots do speak English. Gaelic, the traditional language, exists and is still spoken by some people on the islands and in the far north. But the majority of people speak English. So if you're looking for a rich language experience, which is distinctly different from elsewhere in the United Kingdom, then Scotland is the place for you.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Helen.
Thank you. Now you will hear the recording again.
Hello, and welcome to your studio. I am Michael Smith, and this is our weekly programme, Traveller's Diary. Today, I'm joined by Helen Black, who is going to tell us about her recent trip to Scotland. So, Helen, you've just come back from Scotland?
That's right. I first visited Scotland 2 years ago, and since then, I've been in love with this amazing place.
How long did you spend there this time?
It wasn't a long visit, actually. 2 weeks exactly, in mid-July.
What are the Scots like? There must be something special about them.
The Scots are famous for their friendliness and warmth. Of course, people differ greatly. Glasgow and Edinburgh might be only 40 miles apart, but people from Edinburgh find it hard to understand people from Glasgow. You'd never think they are from one and the same country.
Can you name some famous Scottish people?
Well, to begin with, famous Scots include the film stars Sean Connery and Ewan McGregor. Scotland is also famous for its writers such as Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Robert Louis Stevenson, and Sir Walter Scott. Actually, Edinburgh became UNESCO's first world city of literature due to the number of writers that Scotland has produced. But that's not all. Scotland has also produced its fair share of inventors such as Alexander Graham Bell and Alexander Fleming.
What do you think the country's biggest advantage is?
Scotland has been described as the best small country in the world, which is certainly true. With such a low population, there's lots of space, much of it wild hills and mountains. It's not much use economically, but its advantage certainly is its absolutely fantastic views of the hills, the islands and sea that will make you want to take more and more photos.
Your favourite place must be Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland.
Yes, that's right. With approximately 400,000 inhabitants, Edinburgh is very compact and therefore ideal for discovering on foot. But what I like most about this city is its unique character, which makes it quite different from any other places I've been to. However, I don't think a visit to Scotland would be complete without a trip to various tourist sites, such as famous Scottish castles, lakes, mountains and islands. But still, the most memorable site for me was Loch Ness, the lake in the Scottish Highlands, which is best known for its monster, lovingly called Nessie.
And what about the weather? Do you admit that the weather is not so good there?
Yes, there's quite a lot of rain, that's true. The weather is always changing though. It can be wet in the morning, but sunny in the afternoon, stormy in Edinburgh, but calm in Glasgow. No one can tell what it will be like tomorrow.
I wonder if Scotland bears any resemblance to England.
This question is often discussed, you know. I myself think that one of the most important things about Scotland is that it's not England and not even very like England. This is perhaps not surprising since millions of years ago, England and Scotland were on different tectonic plates, on different lands actually, separated by water. In the Museum of Scotland, you can find out when and how the two countries joined.
What about the language the Scots speak?
The Scots do speak English. Gaelic, the traditional language, exists and is still spoken by some people on the islands and in the far north. But the majority of people speak English. So if you're looking for a rich language experience, which is distinctly different from elsewhere in the United Kingdom, then Scotland is the place for you.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Helen.
Thank you. Listening task 2. You will hear 4 people talking about different things they need while travelling. For questions 1 to 4, choose from the list A to F what each speaker needs most while travelling. Use each letter only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look through the task. You will hear the recording twice. Speaker 1. I travel a lot, you know, to find interesting scenes and views. Of the nature, people and animals. Well, a camera is not enough, as you know. I might also need many other things that could come of use any time. So I'd like to have a rucksack that is large enough to keep everything I need. I never go out without it. It helps me to pack my camera and a variety of lenses safely. In addition, it's compact, easy to carry, and I can have both my hands free. Speaker 2.
I am a cartoonist and, don't laugh, what I cherish the most while travelling is a set of different toothbrushes. I have recently had very expensive dental treatment and I need all of them. Well, I'm kidding, of course. In reality, there is one very important thing that I would never leave behind. I use a notebook for sketches to keep track of all of my impressions while travelling, and this helps me to make my cartoons very real. After each trip, I return home with a number of such notebooks.
Speaker 3. I'm a film critic and I travel a lot. I remember once the Daily Mail sent me to Italy at a moment's notice to attend one of the famous film festivals. It was a bank holiday, I had no money and the banks were shut. It was the time when credit cards were not common. I was left abroad penniless and I had a big problem. Well, and there I was in Milan on a beautiful sunny day, sitting in the hotel because it was the only place I could eat or drink on credit. Now I know that I'd rather not travel anywhere without a credit card. Speaker 4.
I am a TV scriptwriter and humorist. I spend a lot of time in remote villages and in the nature in search of interesting facts and stories. I never set off on a journey without packing a Swiss Army knife. It does everything. It has about 140 things that can be of help in hundreds of occasions. It opens bottles, gets things out of horses' hooves. You can screw nails in or out if necessary. I never go anywhere without it, but you know what is amazing? I have never used it so far. But I'm sure that if by some chance I forget to pack it, I will need it by all means.
Now you will hear the recording again. Speaker 1. I travel a lot, you know, to find interesting scenes and views. Of the nature, people and animals. Well, a camera is not enough, as you know. I might also need many other things that could come of use any time. So I'd like to have a rucksack that is large enough to keep everything I need. I never go out without it. It helps me to pack my camera and a variety of lenses safely. In addition, it's compact, easy to carry, and I can have both my hands free. Speaker 2.
I am a cartoonist and, don't laugh, what I cherish the most while travelling is a set of different toothbrushes. I have recently had very expensive dental treatment and I need all of them. Well, I'm kidding, of course. In reality, there is one very important thing that I would never leave behind. I use a notebook for sketches to keep track of all of my impressions while travelling, and this helps me to make my cartoons very real. After each trip, I return home with a number of such notebooks.
Speaker 3. I'm a film critic and I travel a lot. I remember once the Daily Mail sent me to Italy at a moment's notice to attend one of the famous film festivals. It was a bank holiday, I had no money and the banks were shut. It was the time when credit cards were not common. I was left abroad penniless and I had a big problem. Well, and there I was in Milan on a beautiful sunny day, sitting in the hotel because it was the only place I could eat or drink on credit. Now I know that I'd rather not travel anywhere without a credit card. Speaker 4.
I am a TV scriptwriter and humorist. I spend a lot of time in remote villages and in the nature in search of interesting facts and stories. I never set off on a journey without packing a Swiss Army knife. It does everything. It has about 140 things that can be of help in hundreds of occasions. It opens bottles, gets things out of horses' hooves. You can screw nails in or out if necessary. I never go anywhere without it, but you know what is amazing? I have never used it so far. But I'm sure that if by some chance I forget to pack it, I will need it by all means.
This is the end of the listening part of the test.